Hi again. I am here with new topic about flawless sales funnel optimization strategy. Do you have a sales funnel optimization strategy that's flawless? While sales and marketing are at loggerheads on whose accountability and responsibility it could be nurture the clients, it is agreeable that the funnel tends to get blurry when marketing hands lead to the sales. A company with a conversion ratio of 10% will result in not being able to seize the 90% of the customer base. This implies a large part of potential customer base remains not been tapped, so a lot of revenue earning opportunities are lost. To recover back 90% of the contacts at a future date, it is necessary to optimize the lead nurturing tactics. Sales funnels are the foundation of growth. Sales funnels refer to the journey of a customer that the company leads the customers through when purchasing products. Sales funnels are the basis of revenue. The focus of almost any sales funnel is to generate visitors and then close them as close as possible. Customers become aware of an organization through social networking platforms or emails. Most of the times they end up ignoring the visitors who did not convert. At different levels of the funnel, you will be in a position to convert more of the potential leads provided you obtain a proper sale funnel optimization. You should optimize the inverted funnel and turn your customers into your fans and the fans into the brand represents. Identification of blockage points of sales funnels. There will be blockage points in your sales cycle, even if you are a successful business owner. As soon as you fix a particular area where the sales cycle sinks, they will move to another area. And then you have to recognize how to identify these blockage points. Examining in details those areas in the process where the conversion rates are lower than the company would have liked. If you have to increase your sales manifold, the reasons that would have prevented you from reaching that target. Most common cases of blockage points. Right product for the market. If you have embarked on your new venture, then you may not have found your product fit yet. You should have interaction with the customers to understand the fields where your customers possess the most pressing necessity. You need to set aside some finance and continue your efforts to pay for product development so as to make a product that will meet the market demand. You need to concentrate all your attention towards marketing for the best merchandise. Beyond product fit. Your prospects may not turn up in large numbers to your site. They may not be aware or motivated enough to visit your site. Most companies design their customer acquisition process without paying any attention towards the concerns of the customers. They do not take the time out to understand the requirements of the customers. Ideally, the customer's buying cycle should be examined first and then a process should be designed to fit that. Let us take a look at some of the steps you can take to start increasing the conversions, at the top, the middle and the bottom of the funnel. The organization of the tunnel can be divided into five tiers. Creation of sales funnels optimization strategy. Lost opportunities may have arisen when the potential customers have gone back to a competitor. To get some of them back as clients, sometimes procedures have to be undertaken by the companies. Within the first level of the funnel, optimization takes place when the marketers try to find out their means of finding out information from the customers. The most significant leads are taken into consideration at this stage. Referrals of clients work out better than solicited leads. They close quicker and last longer. Within the second layer of the funnel, optimization takes place by following some tactics. They are segmenting the delivery of the content, improving thought leadership, utilizing a multi-channel messaging strategy. Within the third layer of the funnel, leads are qualified. Once they are qualified, they hand over to the salespeople. Within the fourth layer of the funnel, the stress is placed on improving the leads nurturing process. After the verification of the leads, then they are handed over to the sales team. Within the last tier of the funnel, some of the leads have converted into actual sales. Keep in touch with the structure of the funnel. Many companies do not have an inverted funnel. Leads are treated as depreciating assets the moment they become customers. They get educated that they are leading to ultimately lose out on these clients after reading into consideration average lifespan of the customers. In the practical world, the existing customer base should be the source of your leads. You must continually keep in touch with the structure of the funnel, and as it starts to operate, you must continually optimize its application.